is more Federal Reserve stimulus coming today.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace Podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Fed will wrap up a meeting today in Washington, and the expectation is that policymakers will launch more monetary stimulus to boost the economy. For more on what the Fed might do, let's bring in our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore. She is with us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, do you think it's really likely that the Fed is going to do something more today?
Well, the outlook is pretty bleak, and that's what pushes the Fed into action. Right now, we're looking at the issues in Europe, so that puts pressure on the Fed. And then the U.S. economy has weakness in a few areas, in growth. We're worried about inflation. Housing doesn't look good. So, again, that forces the Fed to have to think about acting.
Well, what might the Fed do?
Well, first, right now there is a stimulus going on. It's called Operation Twist, and its purpose is to lower interest rates for consumers and businesses over the long term so you can get a cheaper mortgage. And they do that by buying up short-term treasury bonds and selling short-term treasury bonds and buying up long-term treasury bonds. But they could also do something more aggressive. They could buy up treasury securities, they could buy up mortgage securities. That's called quantitative easing, and they've done that before. And lastly, they could just do nothing, Jeremy. I mean, they could push it to their meeting in July or August.
Well, some people would like the Fed to do nothing, saying that there are real risks, of course, to more stimulus.
Yeah, absolutely. People are worried about inflation, and the Fed has been ignoring that for now, but that's a real pressure. And then also, the Fed has been buying up securities for 4 years now.
Yeah.
Its balance sheet is packed with mortgages and treasury bonds. So that's another risk. Do we want the Fed to take on so much risk of the economy just for itself?
Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore, we will be watching. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, European markets will be watching as well to see whatever the Fed does, just like the folks down on Wall Street. Last night at the G20 meeting in Mexico, President Obama said Europe is capable of solving its debt problems without help from the United States. Well, here in the U.S., the Postmaster General, Patrick Donahue, recently said the Postal Service could be going the way of Greece. That's if Congress can't pass a restructuring plan to close a multi-billion dollar budget gap. Donahue is proposing cuts to mail handling facilities, those big warehouses where your mail is handled and sorted. But as Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports, this kind of postal austerity doesn't come without a cost to customers.
This year's closings mean about 20% of first-class mail that now gets delivered to regional destinations overnight will take 2 days.
It's going to slow down the mail.
Sally Davidow is a spokeswoman for the American Postal Workers Union. Once all the targeted mail facilities are closed, the union will lose 28,000 members through attrition and buyouts. And Davidow says customers can expect delays in deliveries of medicine, newspapers, and magazines.
And then there's just the regular correspondence that people get. You know, the bills, the statements, the checks they want to send in. All that's going to be slowed down.
But few people depend on the post office for overnight mail, says Sue Brennan of the Postal Service.
Most people think it takes 2, 3, 4 days for a piece of mail to get delivered anywhere, and that's certainly not the case. But for those procrastinators out there, we would suggest they give a day or two extra.
Slower service is one thing, but to tackle the post office's growing deficit, prices will have to go up as well. Lee Fritchler is a former chairman of the Postal Regulatory Commission. He says the combination of service cutbacks and higher prices will create business opportunities for companies like UPS and FedEx.
The Postal Service is competitive there, too, with overnight mail, express mail. It just will cost more to mail a letter. You won't be able to put a 44-cent stamp on it and hope it gets there in the morning.
For the most part, newspaper and magazine distributors say they recognize the Postal Service has to downsize to adapt to new realities. Jim O'Brien heads up Postal Affairs for Time Incorporated. He knows when the post office slows down.
We have what we call seeds in different zip codes throughout the country. We have 700 people that every week tell us when they get their Time or Sports Illustrated or People magazines. So we watch those seeds very closely.
O'Brien is expecting some early glitches as facilities are closed, but eventually he predicts his magazines will get there more efficiently and on time. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly higher in global trading this morning, up 0.5% in Hong Kong, just a fraction of a percent right now in London and Frankfurt. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow rose 95 points to close at 12,837.
show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Apple's new operating system for iPhones and iPads has drawn plenty of praise, but one group that is not so happy, public transit riders. From the Transportation Nation desk at WNYC here in New York, Andrea Bernstein explains.
When Apple VP Scott Forstall unveiled the company's new operating system last week, he was breathless with enthusiasm.
Next is maps.
Not included, transit directions. BART trains? Not there. Metro? Not there. The T? Not there.
I was, first off, kind of surprised.
Joshua Robin is innovation director for the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority.
For the last couple of years, it's been a huge benefit to our riders to have transit as an option.
iPhones have been relying on Google Maps, which do include transit directions. But now that Apple is working on its own system, it dropped transit. Pro-transit groups started a petition to get Apple to reconsider. Apple isn't commenting beyond what Forstall said at the announcement.
And so instead of trying to build those ourselves, we are going to integrate and feature and promote your apps for transit right within the Maps app in iOS 6.
So, for a while at least, you'll have to download them yourselves. In New York, I'm Andrea Bernstein for Marketplace.
And finally to the UK, where a carpenter named Dave Miller is retiring at the age of 64 with a perfect attendance record. According to the Sun newspaper, he hasn't taken a sick day since 1964. He says he doesn't know what he's going to do now, but, quote, "I certainly won't be sitting around doing nothing." In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. On APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.